I mean, a basis like this is something that we have the purview to be able to look at and do. We don't have to defer the financials to the assessor's office to review.
I was just asking if they had had an opportunity to look at it.
Sure. I mean, I'm not.
I was going to ask the assessor, have you looked at cap rates on restaurants?
No. I've been concentrating on those motels.
Yeah. I mean, the cost to build would be more than $640,000, I would assume.
Well, that's what their cost approach is for the 1.7. You understand where the assessor got their numbers?
Yeah, well, I haven't seen the cost approach, but I do understand that brand new, it might cost something of that nature. Just a little heads up, one of the reasons is that there's some risk here is Wendy's and franchises like it have taken a hit during the last year. The large, you probably have heard, the largest Pizza Hut and Wendy's franchisee in the country filed for bankruptcy in PC. And that just basically goes to some of the risks that these operators are facing these days. And of course, now that we're hopefully on the other side of COVID, they're having trouble staffing. And so the last time I went to a Wendy's, you couldn't even go inside. You had to go through the drive-thru only. I'm not going to say that that's what's going on at this location, and this one is not owned by UPC, but the point of all of that is there's some additional risk here that, given the weight and the cost approach, would indicate a value that's likely lower than 1.7 for obsolescence.
Well, I want to let you know that anytime I want a dollar burger, man, I take my kids in, and we can get feed our whole family for under $10, and we do that a lot. So
where else can you do that?
I know, right? No.
Craig, what's your thought?
So we've given a discount for obviously what people have gone through on some other people. Folks in town.
Well, basically, they've got an income. What you provided is an income analysis. Is that right?
Yes, sir. And the reason for that is Missouri is a value exchange state. So if you were going to buy this property, which is how, at least how I understand it, we're supposed to approach it on January 1st, what would you be buying? Well, you'd be buying the income revenue. And that income revenue is essentially $62,000 a year in revenue at $2,105 in rent. So what would you pay for essentially $57,000 in net operating income? It appears to us that based on a market cap rate, around $650,000 is what a buyer would pay just considering the income that they would be purchasing.
Any comment?
Well, my comment is you've got a banker sitting up here, and you also are aware of these properties. And so, you know, you would know when you're lending whether something was close to the rate you set for last year's BOE. And so for them to be, what, less than half, now he's asking, does that make sense to you as a banker? I mean, I'm coming in new to this. I'm your new assessor, by the way. And so...
Well, we get approached usually on the financing side. So,
yeah.
You know, usually we're financing 80%. And then, you know...
But the question is, what made it worth what it was set at $1,710,000 last year that it could fall this greatly?
Yeah.
Because, again, we're setting it based on cost and going out and doing it at $1,745,000. So we're not that far off of where it was with the last year that you'd set. And this is a huge, huge reduction.
Do you have a response, Mr. Brown?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. It really slipped past me last year that this was on for $585 a square foot. Had it been, we would have pressed a lot harder. The owner's recognizing that it is, and like us, is saying, well, look, this one looks just really out of whack. So, you know, I would just suggest that it wasn't valued based on its market last year either. And that's why we're asking for the board to take a look.
So we denied it last year because it's the same as what it was the prior year, is what it appears to me. I have no doubt that, you know, that COVID had hit. I mean, we fully understand that. This room knows I don't like this question asked very often, but on an evaluation of that, with buying the business, I just can't go with the $600,000 valuation. So,
about 10% off.
I think what we've done for some others is a 10% COVID discount, which I know that doesn't make up for 50% occupancy, shutting down the doors and shutting down for 3 months total. But at any rate, and, you know, sometimes Wendy's was open feeding people whenever they couldn't get food other places, too, and other restaurants alike. So that would look something along the lines of $1,539,675. So I'm inclined, I would make a motion that we give BOE number 300 a change evaluation to $1,539,675.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. All right, sir. Let's look at the next one, which is BOE number 301, which is, if you have a parcel number, it's ending in 001.012. It says the outlots 1, 2, and 4. Well, hey, that one, I think you were requesting for it to be 5, 10, 7, 41.
Which is the value, yeah. You're right on that one.
Yeah, so are you withdrawing that one?
We could do so, yes.
Okay. So withdrawing BOE number 301, looking at BOE number 302, that was one that we had changed last year. Actually, can you bring that up? Actually, we didn't change it last year. It was already set. Had made a...
Yeah, it was on last year.
It was on last year, but did we approve it or deny it?
We reduced it to 811030.
If we reduced it to 811030, why had been the previous year's 811030?
Maybe we denied.
You following me? What are you requesting this one to be changed to, sir?
Let me find the parcel here, folks. I'm a little bit behind.
DOE numbers. I understand.
It's 0.22L.
Oh, I'm there with you now. 811031.
That's what you're requesting? Wish granted. We already voted for that. So,
okay.
Moving on to the next one.
Did we already move for that one?
We did.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I just wanted to give them, considering. So BOE number 304, which is the 013L. The assessor's office has you on for $773,442. Did that go before BOE last year?
It did. And our request on it is same as last year's $700,197.
I make a motion that we approve his request, which is what we did in the BOE last year, of $700,200.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Motion stands. And we have one more, sir. BOE number 306. That is tax ID ending in 016L. The county has you on for $432,589.
We can withdraw that one.
We're withdrawing that one because it appears to be the same as what we had last year. Is that a BOE, but just FYI? Okay. All right, Ray?
Yes, sir.
Hopefully we don't see you next year. So, but at any rate, appreciate your time very much, sir.
Yeah, thank you for your time, everybody. You guys have a good one now, okay?
I will. Have a great one. Bye. Okay. So it looks like we're at BOE number 315. It's a big one.
What is that?
Or it's a big house. I don't know. It appears to be a hotel.
Angel Borrower.
What number?
That one. It must be a motel because Kenny and Andy went out and reassessed it May 17th.
This cost approach?
Yep.
Assume so?
Thank you, Wes. Appreciate it.
And I assume you haven't seen numbers on this one. This might be one that could probably benefit. What if it's a hotel again?
They're asking, the current valuation is $6,556,800. And they're asking for it to be moved to $2.8 million. What was it?
Hotel into apartment buildings, what you're saying. Which one is it?
Who is this that's appealing? Who's the person?
Yeah, it says building being gutted and remodeled for apartments.
Have you guys been out there since they started doing that?
He was there. It says May 17th of 2021. So, Kenny, do you remember?
Is it not operating as a hotel anymore?
What is it? Where do we see it? A picture?
Yeah.
Jeremy Emery is the owner.
Oh, Emery? That's the,
Is that the old Howard Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's closed down.
He's converting it to workforce housing.
The day we were there, I didn't see nobody working.
When was it in the BOE? It was in BOE a couple different times, it appears.
2010, 2011, 2014. That's probably when it was operating as a hotel, right?
And last year's valuation was what? Just curious.
$1,589,000.
Wow. Why the massive jump? This assuming it's a hotel.
Well, it's just straight cost approach as we do it with everybody. So
2009.
Okay, because the BOEs were removed. Okay.
But we said the BOEs were from 2014.
I know, but
these are not. The BOE is only supposed to stand for 2 years.
It is not so. There's different state statutes that have different. I understand there's differing opinions on that. It's just a massive increase on a massive amount of properties in a very, very difficult year. And so, all right, so.
This is just a straight cost approach.
Yeah, just where
it and it's a big building. I mean, I get it. It's what? I mean, there's probably, what, 100,000 square feet in that place? I mean, there's a lot of space.
This is like the Fall Creek Inn that Dan talked about.
Times eight.
But it's assessed at residential.